This is episode 2032 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I welcome you to the final episode in our seven-part series this week, where we are exploring your brain health in regard to mental focus. You've had a challenge. How are you doing with that challenge to let go of distractions? I want to share with you a little psychology in regard to distractions. This is from Psychology Today, an article by Dr. Joshua Goen. And the title of the article is Brain Scans Show How Meditation Improves Mental Focus. Meditators have stable brains and stable thoughts. So if you want to know how this works, in this study, a group of meditators was compared to a control group who had never meditated. They were the same age and they had the same education level as the meditators. And then they were each put into an MRI machine to measure their brain patterns. And here's what they discovered. Compared to non-meditators, meditators had more stability in their ventral posteromedial cortex, otherwise known as the VPMC area of your brain. This is the region linked to spontaneous thoughts and mind wandering. That often happens as you meditate or when you want to focus. This VPMC lies on the underside of the brain in the middle of your head. So this study done by Italian neuroscientist Giuseppe Pagnoni found that meditation not only changes brain patterns, but it also confers advantages in mental focus that may improve cognitive performance. Pagnoni thought that the VPMC might be important for mental focus because in most people, it's almost always active. But in their findings, he found that even when people try to turn off their thoughts, researchers consistently found activity emerging from the VPMC. But in meditators, it was discovered that this part of the brain could rein in those wild thoughts so that they didn't snowball out of control. So, VPMC stability seems to be what helps to curb mind wandering. So meditation seems to benefit this part of your brain. So this is a little incentive for you to continue with meditation and to know that as you develop a consistent meditation ritual, even doing techniques, it actually creates changes in your brain pattern and helps you have more mental focus. So as you come to the very end of this week's series, it is time for a reflection. The process of reflecting over your week, noticing the highs and the lows, allows you to recognize how you're managing stress, how you're living your life. So when you settle yourself down and get ready to meditate today, think about the times this week when you had sharp mental focus, when you felt you had this sense of clarity, and consider what led to this mental clarity, what triggered it. Who were you with? What were you doing? What time of day or night was it? Become aware of what are your prime mental clarity states. And now bring to your awareness the times this week when it was difficult to focus. Maybe, despite your best efforts, you just couldn't really gain any clarity. Again, think about what may have triggered this, where you were, what you were doing, who you may have been with, and what time of day it was. As you reflect back over your week, congratulate yourself for all you are doing. You've learned lessons, you've made progress. Most of all, you've shown up for yourself. It's time for your reward. Celebrate all you've been doing this week. Maybe meditate a little extra longer, or sit down a few more times today for some inner stillness than you normally do. You have earned it. This is your time. I have so enjoyed sharing this week's Mental Focus for Brain Health meditation series with you. If you want to go a little more deeper into the different series I share here on the podcast, I offer half-hour guided meditations on the Sip and Om meditation app. Each week includes journals customized for the theme, as well as a slowdown guide. You can try the app, my gift to you, 2 weeks free access to the entire app. You are so worth slowing down for.